Con show right here. 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. Now, one would wonder, will the Carnarvon wagon roll? Well, yes, it will. It will, and as a matter of fact, we are going to play Stump the Chef in this hour. We moved it back an hour on Friday because it fits sort of the food and drink thing. If you've not aware of what Stump the Chef is, because you're coming in the 5 o'clock hour, every day we're taking a caller, and then that caller gets a gift certificate to a restaurant or to a food service, and then they tell us about three things that they have in their kitchen. We write them down. It could be as disparate as you want them to be. They could be as they don't go together at all. Then, in the next hour, we bring in our celebrity chef. And we've got great chefs from not only Chicago, not only the state, but also the nation who are going to be joining us to then do something with those three ingredients. When we do it, it's always good to have a pad of paper and a pen with you because you can write down these crazy recipes that the chefs come up with, and it has yet to have failed. Every single one of those recipes sounds great. So just because we all could use it, let's just open up the Carnarvon wagon, and then we're going to talk to a woman who's going to help us get through this stay-at-home order with our families, right? We all know. Don't look at your families when I say this. Just look at the radio. Yes, I know what you're going through. I understand completely. We're going to help you through it. But first,
to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah! Drink, man, I'm going to get gas. Going to get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer, one bourbon, one shot, one beer.
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life. And I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
You know what I like about this is that no natural or man-made or any other sort of disaster can stop the Carnarvon wagon from rolling.
That put a smile on my face, bro. I was not expecting our usual Carnarvon wagon intro, and I heard it pop, and I just had a big smile on my face.
I know. That's what I'm hoping to do, Kev. I'm just hoping to bring a smile. And so now everybody's going to have to sort of act on their own here. I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to serve you. You're going to have to serve yourselves. But however you serve yourself. You know, just this is the time, even if you're like, I don't know if I can drink during this. If you could just, you know, have a beer, have a glass of wine, have, you know, one cocktail, it might be helpful. That's all I want to say. Now, we are being joined by the Windy City Nanny, Florence Ann Romano. And now, Nanny Romano, let me ask you a question here. That how many people have reached out to you? I know you got a YouTube channel. You appear on a lot of media, both locally and nationally, talking about strategies to with kids at home, young kids at home specifically. What are you going to do with them? But I want to just talk about the family dynamic here. And I want to learn a little bit about you before we start taking calls at 312-981-7200 on this. Do you have people at home with you currently?
I do not. I'm not married and have no children, so I'm not living exactly the life that some people are living out there right now. But I certainly feel like I'm living it because I'm fielding those questions all day about what to do with the kids and also FaceTiming with their children to distract them at this point. But yeah, it's a different world out there right now. And the best advice I can give, I keep telling parents, is you just have to survive it. You know, you kind of just have to get through it. I wish I could wave a wand and make it better, but these are unexpected times and extraordinary circumstances.
That's for sure. And this is now we're in day five of many people being home for the spending this whole week telecommuting or just being sent home from their jobs because the businesses are temporarily closed or whatever the case may be. So this may be the first, you know, full weekend after a full week. And And one of the things we keep hearing from experts in this field about making sure that you feel normal when your rhythm has been changed like this, you know, everybody gets into that rhythm of you know, getting up and whether you're going to work at school or whatever it happens to be, you know what your Monday through Friday schedule is like, and then it breaks down for the weekend, and then you have your weekend schedule. Well, now that's just continuing on. It's like jail. I've never been to jail, but I'm just saying that people I know who have been to jail, I go, like, every day is the same. There's no Monday or Friday or Saturday. It's right. Just everything is exactly the same. So people, you know, have to sort of vary your whole routine, don't you?
You have to try to shake it up a little just to keep things interesting. I understand having to keep kids on a certain schedule. And also, you have to remember, a lot of these parents have to do e-learning with their kids. I mean, they're being the teachers. I got a phone call from a friend today, just crying, going, I can't do this. I can't be a teacher. I'm not cut out for this. I mean, just completely at the end of her rope. And, you know, that's the reason why I think this is so difficult. If they were just saying, okay, it's like an extended snow day and the kids are just going to be home, but you're not going to be doing homework with them. You're not going to be, you know, teaching or if you do any of that, that's a different story. But there's an extra layer of pressure on parents right now to have to teach and also possibly have to continue working remotely for their job. So
yeah.
No wonder people are going crazy, because that's a lot to put on the plate of someone who's not used to it. But on the other side of the coin, there are people that are used to doing that, and they're like, hey, welcome to my world. So
yeah.
That's
true. That's true, but I do, you know, and there's all this talk about what's the economy going to look like on the other side of this? Will there be businesses that decide they don't have to invest so much in real estate and space for their employees? They'll have more telecommuters. I'm going to tell you, those employees are going to want an office to go to. I think the businesses that continue to invest in space and have offices so that people can get out of the house, I mean, that's exactly what it's been like. I mean, you can go back, every generation has had this. I mean, even when there was, you know, more of a stay-at-home generation with women in America for the first part of the 20th century, that same fight was, hey, you get to go away. You get to go. You get to go to a job, and I'm stuck here. Right? I mean, there is a lot of that. All right. Stay right there. Florence and Romano's with us. She is a Windy City Nanny. We're going to field your calls. You need help? 312-981-7200. What do you want to do for the weekend? Or you have stories of things that have gone right or wrong. Maybe you have a strategy that can help other people. We're going to help you get through this with your husband or your wife. You're constantly together 24/7. Whoever thought that was going to happen? And the kids 24/7. Whoever thought that was going to happen? Especially the school-age kids. And it, perhaps you're having trouble with the e-learning and stuff like that as well. And you know what else I have noticed is that I've got a lot of friends who are, obviously, they got kids from that are college age. They're coming back because the colleges are sending the kids back home. But there are even some kids who have, you know, moved out. Maybe they're just out of college, or they were in graduate school, or they've moved to other cities, and they're like, their business is shut down, so they decided to come back and live with their family. Now, I just want to say this. Having had that happen in my life, Windy City Nanny, when the adult child comes back to live in your house for whatever period of time that is, and they want to live by their rules, nothing can compare to the pain that is included there.
You know, in Ratatouille, remember that cartoon, they say, you know, we don't let the rats leave the nest, we just make it bigger. So some families would, you know, say that they welcome those grown kids home. But then I think once they are back in the nest, it is a different feeling, because it's not natural. You know, they've been living on their own for a long time and living their own life and their own rules and all that. And then all of a sudden you're thrown back together and it just kind of doesn't work anymore. You know, the dynamic's off.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question about that. All right. Let's talk about for little kids who, you know, may be going to preschool or kindergarten or whatever it is, first, second grade. And you're used to having them out of the house for at least half a day, if not a full day. And now they're there constantly. And they're getting a certain sort of type of instruction that you as the parent are not necessarily familiar with giving. So what kinds I'm going to use the term behavioral, because quite honestly, this is the great crisis right now. What kind of tools are the professionals using to keep the kids from losing their minds, or when they do lose their minds, you know, or they have this energy spill where they got to just, you know, explode? What tools are best for keeping that under control?
I wish I could say you could always keep it under control and that teachers are doing, you know, keeping them under control in school. But the truth is they act out in school, too. I mean, it's not just that they're acting out with you. But remember that it's not just hard on you, the parent. It's also hard on the kids to not understand exactly what's going on here. I mean, they're just, you know, so excited they don't have to be in school, but they don't understand why it's happening and why they're also have all this homework to do all day long. So of course there's going to be explosions. You know, parents are going to have those explosions too. It's almost like a really compelling national psych experiment now for our country. You know, just throwing everyone in a house together and be like, see how you fare. But it's
like Big Brother. It's basically what it's like. It's we're all right. Living Big Brother now, except there's no Omarosa.
It's so true. I mean, it's very, I mean, are we all on a reality show? I'm kind of wondering at this point now what's going on here. But the most important thing is to give them freedom still to be able to let off steam and to be able to talk about what it is that is upsetting them. It's an emotional time for them. It's an emotional time for you. And I'm sorry to say, but the energy that's kind of in that house, especially radiating from the parents where you're all tensed up and white knuckling it, the kids are picking up on that. So
that's a good way of putting it, white knuckling it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, and I think that's what everyone's doing right now.
That's why I suggested a cocktail in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, let's take some phone calls, 312-981-7200. Sherry, you're on WGN. Say hello to the Windy City Nanny.
Hi, Sherry.
Okay, I've been through it all. I've been a stay-at-home mom. Now I'm working. They're older. I have a almost 16-year-old and a 17-year-old boy. And I'm thanking God I can go to work every day because the amount of filth that these two kids produce is, like, mind-boggling. And how I can't ground them because, hello, they're stuck in the house all day. So what kind of reward-punishment system would you use with a teenager to get him to, like, stop stewing in his own juices and pick up after himself and those kind of things when you're not home?
Well, I mean, there's always the fun punishment that I like to always dole out is take away their iPhone or take away their tablet or take away their Wi-Fi and see what happens. I would say you've got to think of the thing they love the most, and I imagine probably the iPhone is the thing they love the most as a teenager. So is it a possibility for you to take away technology in some way for them if they don't play by the rules and do you're asking very little of them in the home right now just to pick up after themselves and maybe do a load of laundry or empty the dishwasher. I would say that reward system would probably work if you were to take away something they desperately they need.
You know what? I'm going to actually one-up that, Sherry. First of all, do you like that idea?
I love that idea because now I'm kind of driving around with a keyboard to our computer in the back end of my car.
Right. Okay. See, that's the thing. The other thing you can do, and for people who were like, the kids won't give up their phone, or maybe they got a drop phone, because kids can do that too, is, you know what you do? You take the modem out. You take the modem with you so that the internet is gone. I mean, that's a good way of doing it. Now, obviously, they still get on the internet, using their phones. But there's a way to disable that too. So I think these are desperate times. They do call for desperate measures.
Yes.
And one other thing about teenagers, I would just like to say that I have never met a teenager, including myself when I was a teenager, that didn't want to take advantage of a crisis. When at any moment that their parents were otherwise distracted by, maybe there was a grandparent who was, you know, in the hospital, or there was some other sort of an emergency, or somebody, you know, there's a business trip or this or that, they take advantage. Now, the teenagers are not to be trusted. I'm just telling you that right now. You can love them. You can, you know, you're raising them. You can't kill them. So you got to do the best you possibly can. So the thing here is you got to make sure. I don't know if you got like a home security system, but even if you don't, tell them you do now. Tell them you had it installed while they were asleep and there are cameras around, because they're going to want to bring their friends over. They are going to want to sneak friends in if there's nobody in the house.
Oh, they've already snuck out.
Yep.
They've already snuck out to run over to the gas station to get, like, a Diet Coke or something. And
cigarettes.
I'm like, well, we've got, like, the 4 gallons of Diet Coke in the refrigerator, but why do you need, because I can't stand it in here anymore.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of the problems. Sherry, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now, that really, that's right up your alley. How do you keep Windy City Nanny? How do you keep the people occupied here, the kids occupied?
I mean, teenagers are old enough to understand that, you know, we don't need to be their keeper. They should be able to occupy themselves, maybe read a book or, you know, work on yourself a little bit, become a better version of yourself during these next few weeks. You know, there's a lot of things that a teenager can do. I hate that to sound so mean, but I feel like they need to take responsibility and accountability for themselves, too, at this point. But for children, that's different. And for kids, what is really exciting about, I guess, this time at home is there is a time for bonding and there is a time for working on certain things like manners and, you know, spending quality time with your kids and teaching good communication skills and letting them use their imaginations and talking about kindness and empathy and all those different things. There are opportunities for that. So it doesn't have to be all gloom and doom. And you are given the gift of time in this situation where you maybe normally aren't able to spend a ton of time with your children because you're constantly working or out of the house. So do try to take advantage of the fact that you are all together. And there are a lot of things you can do together as a family. You could bake as a family, which also helps with math skills with the kids. You can put on a puppet show and maybe call the grandparents that you can't be around, and they can do a FaceTime with them, and the grandparents can see the kids. It could be right. A lot of fun. It's distracting for a while. There's also a great app called Color Quest that teaches your kids about health and their wellness and their organs and their bodies, and it's through augmented reality, and it's super cool. So,
all right, wait, what's the name of that again? What is the name of that?
Color Quest.
Color Quest?
Color Quest, yes. And okay. It can be downloaded for free on your tablets, on your iPhones, and it keeps kids just occupied for hours, because who doesn't love to see augmented reality? Kids just gobble that up today.
Okay, now speaking of that, this is a perfect text that we just received. The suggestion of the texter is, especially for teenagers and for tweens, right, and even littler kids, change your Wi-Fi password every day. And then have the kids earn the password. That's a piece of genius right there. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, you do have to get creative in times like this. And honestly, you know, I feel like this is a good time to reinforce good behavior, honestly,
yeah,
and whether
no
or
question.
Not that's a preschooler or a high schooler. I mean, this is a time to not be so selfish, I think, too. You know, see how you can help. That's what teenagers should be doing today. See how you can be a helper. Fred Rogers said that. When there's crisis, see the people that are helping. Well, be a helper. See what you can do.
Windy City Nanny.
Yeah.
The Windy City Nanny. What's the website? Is it Windy City or the Windy City Nanny?
WindyCityNanny.com.
WindyCityNanny.com. All right, you need help? She's there for you. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.